Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and this week I'm going to be joined by one of my good friends, Alyssa Lynch, for our current mood combo. She is just one of those people that always boosts my mood after talking with her, hanging out with her. She's just a gal's gal that is not afraid to be real and vulnerable. I personally love that she's my friend because she's a constant inspiration to me, and I know that she's an inspiration to her nearly 700,000 other followers on Instagram. So it's not just me, you guys. You might know Alyssa from Instagram, where she shares everything she loves, from lifestyle to wellness, some fashion, and she keeps it real, raw, and honest. She just had her own drink at Erewhon, which is like literally the coolest grocery store in the country. And I'm pretty sure she's like one of the first people to do that. So it's like literally so epic, and you know she has good taste. No pun intended. She has an amazing website where she writes about all things mental health and just food and wellness, so much more. She's the full package, you guys, of a mood booster. So I'm so excited for you guys to get to know her on a deeper, more vulnerable level with me. It was just such a mood boosting convo. She's an incredible person that I'm lucky to know, and that's why we all follow along on her journey in her Instagram stories. So get excited for our current mood combo together. But first, let's jump into my best mood and worst mood of the week. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I had a hard time picking my best mood this week, but it's not for lack of like GTs, good times. It's more so like I was like kind of under the weather this week. I got like a little bit of like a cold, but then I got like a stomach. It was weird. I didn't have COVID. Don't worry. I just was like not feeling well, like actually physically. It was weird. Like I was really nauseous, but then I was really like getting like sinus pressure. It was just very odd. And I think it's honestly, I'm going to be a brat for a second. I think it's because I'm not used to living in the cold weather and like I don't have the right clothes for it at all. So like I walk around with my friends and I do not have the right like material clothing for it because I packed to move here in the summer. So you know how like it's like you get a chill and your grandma always says like, put on a coat, you're gonna get pneumonia. I think I like quickly turned it around after like buying a jacket, drinking tea, all that good stuff. But it definitely kind of took like, you know, a solid chunk of my week away from me. But it's not going to be my worst mood because don't worry, we have something more exciting than that. And I'm not going to let a worst mood and a potential cold coming on keep me away from having a best mood. I dug deep for this one. And you know what it was? My best mood was quick turnaround time. Because she's nothing if not a master of tools, tips, tricks, mood boosters, and solutions. I think the reason why it was hard to figure out what my best mood was is because I had so many like mini like potential worst moods. I have obviously one great one for you guys, don't worry. But instead of having like one big like best mood or best moment, it was just like I had a good week, but I also had to like get through all these like little shitty moments. And it's not my worst mood, but what I did notice is I think that there's nothing wrong for the first time. And I was actually starting to feel good in a sense of like motivation for like new things and like excitement. And then my brain was automatically like, wait, where's the drama? Where's the chaos? Where's the problem that you have to fix? Oh, there's not really one being presented to you from the outside world, aka like people or things or whatever. Let's make some in your head, you know? So my best mood was my quick turnaround time, because I'm not going to say that I like completely didn't give in to some of these thoughts, but I was at least able to be like, stop, we're not doing that. Or like, I'm not going down that hole. Or you know what? I'm just going to take a break really quick and I'm not going to think about that. And I'm going to breathe and I'm going to do something for myself and I'm going to get back to it. Like, I just had really quick turnaround times. Whereas like a few weeks ago, it would have just like ruined my whole week. I wouldn't be able to cope. I, you know, would have been debilitated. And I kind of mentioned this the other week, but I just noticed how quick of a turnaround time I was having this week. Like, super quick in a sense too, not just of like, okay, I'm going to put one foot in front of the other and get through it. Of like, oh, I feel fine now. Like, oh, okay, I'm fine. Like, that was quick. I had the tool for that. I'm fine now. Quick turnaround. On to the next one. But that's the thing. The worst mood is that things kept coming up. And I realized that the main thing that was coming up for me, since there was nothing like bad happening to me, was me being super hard on myself to create chaos. And it was a lot of compare and despair. It was a lot of coming from insecurities and fear of what could go wrong from the insecurities. And it was kind of that reminder, which goes into my best mood as well, that reminder of like, you know what? I'm going to get curious about these things. And this is really, I think, a way that I'm almost reminding myself with these intrusive thoughts of being super hard on myself and getting cranky because of it and maybe not being happy with my appearance and letting that ruin like 5 hours of my day, which is way too long to care about your appearance. But that's how desperate my mind was, especially. That's how like a little bit of my insecurity can be used for desperate times when my anxiety doesn't know what else to do and just make me super irritable and cranky. And it was a reminder of like, okay, so I have great tools for my anxiety and chaos, but maybe I don't have as many great tools as I need for reminding myself to value myself, to love myself, to be at peace with myself. And even if I do have a good amount of those tools and I've made so much progress and I've grown so much, but they're not the tools at the front of my toolkit, because the tools at the front of my toolkit are for other people and situations that involve others and that I have to fix things. It's very like this kind of, you know, making sure I'm being my best self for other people and so I can get through these things and da 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 da, not just like my best self for me, feeling good in my own skin and really truly like loving myself and being at peace with myself, so that when things are quieter, I don't have these worst moods of like being super hard on myself because I don't know what else to do. And it's like, that's what I used to do a few years ago when my life wasn't chaotic. I mean, unfortunately or fortunately, I guess my life got pretty chaotic and I was able to mask not loving myself with other things, and I had too much other shit to figure out and worry about that I hadn't had a moment to really focus on myself because I was able to distract myself with other things. Now I'm in like a pretty healthy situation in a lot of areas in my life. And I'm like, oh, well, this could be some time that I use to love myself and value myself and be at peace with myself. I talk about it a little bit more with Alyssa, and so I don't want to give too much on that front away, but there's definitely way more that we can dive into. So let me know if that's kind of another topic, because I know we talk about anxiety a lot. We talk about relationships a lot, whether that's with friends or partners or family. But we don't talk too much about loving ourselves, and it's because maybe it's something I'm not as familiar with. But I dare I say we should dive into it at some point. So let me know on @moodwithLaurenElizabeth over on Instagram. Make sure you're following along, because we do have merch coming out soon. New merch, 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 merch. We are literally currently stocking the warehouse. I swear to God, I got a text about it, dare I say, 20 minutes ago. I don't know why I said dare I say, like I just straight up did get the text. Okay, that's fine. Before we jump into mood boosters, I want to talk to you about Article, because obviously, you know, being inside, being at home, and making sure it's a cozy space that is just elevated and amazing is in itself a mood booster. And with Article, it is so easy. Whatever it looks like for you entertaining in your home, from the joyful excitement of a welcoming entryway to the comfort of a beautiful yet relaxed dining space, Article's newest collection invites guests to make themselves at home. Article's team of designers focuses on beautifully crafted pieces, quality materials, and durable construction. Their designs are inspired by a variety of modern design aesthetics like mid-century, Scandinavian, industrial, and bohemian. The best part is their fair prices. You guys, you save up to 30% over traditional retail prices. Article is able to keep their prices low by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. So there's no showrooms, no salespeople, no retail markups. It has nothing to do with how amazing the furniture is, you guys. It's just that simple. You're going to be in love, trust me. They have fast, affordable shipping available across the USA and Canada and is free on orders over $999. Article is offering my listeners $50 off your first purchase off $100 or more. Go to article.com/mood and the discount code will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/mood to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. You can even get that white little poof that I have that I'm obsessed with. It's only $100. Nothing gets my mood boosted like talking about the holidays and gift giving, but don't worry, those aren't my mood boosters yet, because although I'm freezing cold, I keep having to remind myself that it's still not Thanksgiving. My first mood booster and how I'm reminding myself this is actually because I love it so much, and I was like, oh wait, it still is fall. Like, I don't have to listen to Christmas jazz all the time quite yet, so we'll keep this playlist on the rotation. Absolutely loving boosting my mood with the autumn jazz on Spotify playlist. You guys, it is so good. I love having music in the background when I'm cooking or when I'm just like cleaning up my apartment, just like anything like that where I'm kind of doing like maybe a mindful activity or maybe even just like working or something, but I can't always have music with lyrics on in the background. So I've never really been into anything besides jazz in this autumn. Or like maybe like classical, just like, I don't know. I have like a weird taste in music. Like, I'm not like really a music connoisseur. I'm not going to lie to you guys. But I am a mood and vibe connoisseur. And let me tell you, the autumn jazz playlist on Spotify is a total mood booster. You're going to feel so cozy. Like, light a candle, clean up your apartment, like start cooking your dinner, maybe make my chicken detox soup on laurenelizabeth.co. It's fine. We're fine. But seriously, it's going to boost your mood and just make you feel in the kind of like seasonal spirit. My next mood booster is my new nighttime ritual. And last week, my friends informed me that, and what was I Snapchatting them? I was Snapchatting them something. You know what? I'm not even going to give you the context. I don't know what I was doing. But essentially, my friends informed me that I should be applying foot cream every night. And this is news to me. I've always thought, like, I have cute feet. Like, there's nothing wrong with my feet. Like, I'm not, like, a foot person, but, like, I also, like, I take good care of myself. Like, I don't see anything wrong with my feet. I definitely noticed in, like, the past year with pedicures, like, maybe a little dryness on the feet. Apparently, they're drier than my friends, because my friends were like, oh, my God, do you not put on foot cream? And I was like, what? Is that, like, a thing we do now? Like, when did we literally turn 80? Well, apparently a few days ago, when my friends informed me that they all put on foot cream every single night, it's a part of their nighttime routines, or they just put on foot cream in general, news to me. So they told me to just find like a heavy cream that I already had in my place at the moment. And so I've been using the Whey body cream because it's like super thick. And, you know, I know this sounds like kind of a gross mood booster because I'm like talking about feet and I know people like have like a thing with that. Listen, I'm not applying foot cream to anyone else. This is just about you and your own feet, okay? It's about the ritual. I've noticed that I love the ritual of my hand cream and my foot cream. And first, what I do is I put on essential oils on the bottom of my feet. I'm clearly like majorly influenced by the people that I love, because my boyfriend's mom also told me to put the essential oil on the bottom of my feet, and she does it. And so then I started doing it. So I put the essential oil. Oh, that's what I was Snapchatting my friends. I was Snapchatting them. It had a funnier reason to that. I don't just Snapchat my friends these things. I Snapchatted my friends putting the essential oil on the bottom of my feet. And I guess like my feet sounded dry when I rubbed it. I don't know. This is like way TMI. And my friends and I are insane. But anyway, put on the essential oil on the bottom of my feet. Put on my foot cream. then I like wait a hot second. I like, you know, I kind of like make sure it's all moisturized and everything. And then I put on my necessary hand cream because my hands are already getting dry from the Chicago weather. But I also like love just putting on hand cream because you guys know I have an issue with my cuticles. If you listen to the podcast, you know, and I've already exposed myself enough for one episode. So I'll leave it at that. And then what I do is I put on my Dr. Dennis Gross LED face mask and I go through a few rounds of light therapy. And I love, love, love having this ritual. I love it because I can't use my phone during it. I have cream and oils and things all over my hand, and then I have like light like on my face, and it's kind of like that motivation too to put my phone down before I go to bed. I've noticed, like, I noticed myself literally last night not being able to put my phone down, and I knew if I started the nightly ritual, it's, you know, quick, it's easy, it's nothing crazy, it's like something you could literally take 5 minutes to do before bed. But it was what got me to put down my phone last night before going to bed and then kind of like keep it off because, you know, I'll do a few rounds of the light therapy. So it's like, you know, like off my face, like you could really take your time with it. You could turn it in for like to a 10, 20 minute ritual. I don't know. I don't know how long I even take doing it. And yes, I do watch TV while doing it, but hey, my phone is down and I really love it. And I think it's slightly mindful and I think it's a moment for myself, and it's everything smells good and I just love it. And I'm going to stop explaining myself because if it boosts your mood, don't let anyone tell you otherwise, as long as you're not harming anyone else. And then my last mood booster is my Barefoot Dreams blanket. My friends actually also got me this one for my birthday, and I'm going to need a few more. So if anyone doesn't know what to get me for Christmas, I need a few more because I'm freezing and I've just been getting extra, extra cozy. I've been a little extra lazy because I don't really want to walk anywhere outside because I'm freezing. And then I'm cold inside my apartment because I've never had to. Okay, I'm going to stop complaining because I know a lot of you are from Chicago and I sound like a sissy. That's the word. That's the kind word I'm looking for. I sound like a wussy, a wuss. I sound like a wuss. But listen, Barefoot Dreams are the softest blankets in the entire world. They are so cozy. They are so cozy chic. And I think you should have at least one in your life, if not only to boost your mood, but also because they're the best blankets in the world. It's like a win-win situation. I'm touching it right now because I can't even talk about it and not touch it. And I just like, I don't know, does anyone else like having like a blanket that they carry around everywhere? It kind of makes you feel childlike. That's concerning. Maybe, I don't know. But it's a mood booster. And like I said, don't have to explain your own mood boosters. I just have to explain them because I made a thing of it. Before we jump into our current mood convo, if you're looking for ways to skip the trip to the post office and dodge all the hectic holiday shopping traffic, why not save time and money with Stamps.com? Stamps.com lets you compare rates, print labels, and access exclusive discounts on UPS and USPS services all year long. It just honestly makes sense, especially if your business sends more mail and packages during the holidays. Stamps.com is literally a lifesaver, you guys. And now that I live in Chicago and I'm freezing cold, you best believe I'm not leaving the house to go walk to the post office. It's freezing, and why would I not choose the easier option that saves me money? So whether you're selling online or running an office or side hustle, Stamps.com can save you so much time, money, and stress during the holidays. Access all the post office and UPS shipping services you need without taking that trip, and get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS. Going to the post office instead of using stamps.com is kind of like taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Just going up a couple floors, sure, take the stairs. Walking up 30 flights a day, you could use a break. If you spend more than a few minutes a week dealing with mail and shipping, stamps.com is a lifesaver. You'll save so much time and money. You'll wonder why you didn't start sooner. So save time and money this holiday season with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code MOOD for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MOOD. Now I'm going to bring out my good friend, Alyssa, who is definitely going to be one of your mood boosters for this week. We talk everything from anxiety to living in LA and being vulnerable and being real with yourself, real with other people. I do want to give a slight trigger warning. We do briefly talk about eating disorders for a few minutes in the podcast, and I just wanted to put that out there. If that's not something that you're interested in, I will put in the show notes what part of the podcast we talk about that in. But otherwise, it is so inspiring. Her story is so inspiring. You're going to absolutely love her just like I do. Here is the Current Mood Convo this week with Alyssa Lynch. So I am so excited to have you on because it is so long overdue. It's just insane. I mean, every time that you and I just hang out, it's a mood booster. And I don't know why this has taken so long. So like, I'm sorry for being a bad friend, honestly. I just want to apologize.
Not at all. Oh my gosh. I feel like everyone's lives are so like busy and chaotic. And like, it's a pat. I pat myself on the back when we're like able to just meet and get a coffee. So for us to be here doing this today, like, go us.
I was actually thinking about that before we started recording. I was like, we're like really good at like, you know, like being the friends that like, we don't get to see each other often, but like when it lines up, like we make it work. We really do.
We really do. And we have the best conversations. So
I know. I just saw you in Los Angeles. The last time I was there, I was like, I'm going to LA. I have to see Alyssa. And like you said, we have the best conversations. And I was like, this is silly. Like, I should be exploiting our friendship and recording you because, you know, it's not totally exploiting our friendship because obviously you have like a bajillion followers on Instagram. So you put yourself out there on your own. I'm just using it for my own personal gain. Or should I say my followers gain, because they need to hear your story and just your voice because it's so incredible.
My goodness. I'm so honored. Seriously, your podcast like got me through quarantine. So thank you for that. Just my walks, my like, you know, four walks a day while listening to different podcasts and Mood with Lauren Elizabeth was, you know, my top choice. So
I always think it's so funny. Like, I remember you posted it on Instagram and I was like, why is she listening to my podcast? Like, cause it's like, we're friends in real life. So I'm like, oh my God, it's so weird. But then I'm like, well, maybe I have good guests. So I'll let her listen to it. No. Yeah. I yell at like anyone like super close to me. Like my boyfriend was like, I watched your latest, he called it a video blog. He's like, I watched your latest video blog. And I was like, oh my God, you're so cute. But like, please don't do that. Okay. So for people that don't know, obviously, I'm sure they do, kind of tell us a little bit about like how you got into, I guess, you know, it's kind of this bad, good word now. I'll say influencer space, but I know we probably both don't like love that word, but just kind of like tell everyone a little bit. Maybe they've seen you on Instagram. Maybe they've seen you on YouTube. Everyone knows everyone for different things. So let's start from the beginning of like how you kind of got to the internet place you are today.
Yeah. Okay. So I am from Vancouver, Canada. And I kind of always knew like growing up, I wanted to be in like the entertainment business or something along those lines. Obviously, like when we were, you know, 6 years old, the job we have today didn't exist. So it's not like that could have been on my radar. So I always kind of wanted to go into like, I wanted to be an actress, but I also wanted to be an event planner. And I wanted to be both. So I feel like I've kind of meshed somewhat those together sometimes. But then I also wanted to own my own business. So I started to do acting and I was doing that. And then like right when I graduated high school, I was like, okay, I'm like going to take this seriously. And I booked three shows and I was filming in Vancouver. And we would kind of come out to LA for like to do publicity things and like red carpets or interviews. I also just always wanted to move to LA. Like it was, I've said it since I could talk, like I will be living. I'm one of those just typical cliche, you know, dreaming of the Hollywood sign type of chicks. And so I came out here. I actually ended up like moving out here because I met a boy and fell in love. And that's kind of what made the move happen faster than it would have, because I was filming in Vancouver. So I probably would have continued to just film out there, but I always knew I wanted to make it out here. So I'm grateful that that kind of like pushed me. Cause you know, you get the long distance thing. Like I wasn't going to do it if I had the option not to, type of thing.
Right. Exactly.
And so I moved out here and he was more involved within like the social media space. He filmed for a lot of like Viners and I had no idea what that was. Like coming from an acting background, especially that many years ago, you know, we were talking about this before when we met up in person, but there's I'm not sure today. I feel like it's going away, but there definitely was this stigma behind, you know, influencers and vlogging and the whole social media thing. I feel like a lot of actors, maybe musicians too, felt like they wouldn't be taken seriously.
Yeah, you like couldn't do both at that time for sure.
Yeah, it didn't cross paths. Like it was like, oh my gosh, no, if I'm, you know, if I'm holding a camera in front of my face and talking about my life, then no one's going to take me seriously as an actor. Yeah. It's just so wrong. You know, that's not right anymore. The people who are doing both are actually the people who are freaking thriving. So
yeah, we're like literally crushing it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's taken me a really long time to let that go because I feel like you just build up these kind of assumptions and judgments, without even realizing. And then, yeah, anyways, I came out to LA and I was kind of around that energy. I was around people who were just like, they were in control of their creativity and they had this like fire under their ass of like, let's like make shit happen. Let's just be creative and have fun while we're doing it. And like, of course there's probably negatives as there was negatives as well. And like people with bad attitudes and egos, of course, you're going to get that wherever you are. But I just had this, like, I don't know. It was really like inspiring and refreshing. And so once I kind of started to get just to be around that, I was just kind of showcasing at the time, my ex-boyfriend's like photography, as we were like traveling, I was taking a break from my shows and it kind of gained this traction. And people were like, I love your energy. Like you wear cool outfits, you know what to eat or what coffee shop to go to. And I was kind of like, I'm literally just showing like the things that I love. I've always been one of those people that's like annoyingly passionate about what they love. Like, like you need to drink this, you know,
yeah, I feel like literally.
You relate. And so when I, you know, when I kind of, well, I went back to film a movie back to Vancouver, and that was after I had taken quite a big break from acting. And I went back, and like, nothing against the acting world. I might even, you know, if the opportunity comes up later in life, I might go back to it. But I realized that I had found something that fit me better. And that was the whole social media world. And that was just being me and connecting with people, rather than, you know, being a character and, also living on someone else's time, living on someone else's schedule and not being in control of the people I was around too. Cause of course, when you're on an acting job, it's just like who, and there's amazing people that were around too, but there's also people who I'm like, I would not choose to be around you. And I have to for like 16 hour days for a month straight. And, you know, when you, like myself, struggle with mental health sometimes, it's like, it's important to be careful of who you surround yourself with. So I feel like I'm able to do that now in my job. And yeah, that's kind of, how I got here.
That's so crazy. Cause like, I didn't know like the actor Alyssa, like I only knew like Alyssa through Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so it's like so funny to hear you explain it from the beginning, because I've known you from the first boyfriend to now your current incredible boyfriend, mm-hmm. and just like watched you get through so much too. Like, I think I told you this, like you said earlier, like the last time we were in person, but it's just been so cool to like watch someone who kind of like was one of the last people I'd say to like fall into it, you know, like now it's like you get on Instagram with the intention of like having a private personal account or building a brand, but it's like was kind of those last couple years of like falling into it. And I kind of feel like I watched you really grow through not only the things in your personal life, but then also taking down the walls and letting people know what was going on in your personal life online. And I feel like quarantine even really shifted that, where I would notice, be like, wow, like she's sharing so much more. Like she does so many more stories. It seems like she's really connected with her followers. Like I never knew, like I still to this day, I'm like, wow, like she has such an amazing community. Like, mm-hmm. because you, for like, not everyone kind of is able to be, it's really scary to be vulnerable on the internet. And I think that it takes a lot that we don't even realize. And I feel like I've watched you kind of just like flow through it in a really cool way. And did you like decide, because obviously it starts, you know, with like, here's where I buy my clothes, here's where I drink my coffee. And then like, what was kind of that shift like for you mentally of wanting to kind of be more, not that you weren't being authentic, but even more authentic, because you were being authentic. It's just more like letting people in further, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you, first of all, for saying that. I think that, like, of course, you know, after I went through a huge breakup, there was definitely like so much self-healing, so much self-growth. I was single for, you know, 2.5 years and just like did not date at all, like not at all. And really, really, really worked on myself. I mean, it took a lot of time. Like I had some freaking work to do. I was a mess, but then, and I'm still a mess in so many ways, but, you know, it really helped me. Like, I feel like, just kind of knock down a lot of walls and have no choice but to be vulnerable. I also feel like I was able to take time to really find amazing relationships in my life and really, really, really focus on those. And a lot of my, you know, friends that I see like on a regular basis, the few people that I see on a regular basis, they're also super vulnerable. And just being around that allows me to feel like, yeah, there's no ego. I'm just trying to be too cool or kind of portray this perfect life or perfect facade. And it's just real. And that makes you kind of, when you're sharing that with the people around you, if you have like an audience, you want to be able to share that too. And I also think quarantine, definitely was just like, all right, well, we're not going on, you know, some pretty boat ride on sunset. Like I'm sitting in my room and I'm having a mental breakdown. And at that point I had like felt this connection with, you know, the people on social media that like, I feel like, why wouldn't I share? I feel like I got a little taste of that before quarantine, of how much more fulfilling it is to just share the real moments. Because the responses you get are like, thank you so much for this. Like, this helped me so much. Like I can relate, versus like, wow, I'm so jealous of your life. Like, that's not fulfilling to me. Like, don't be, you know, like, yeah, that was a pretty sunset, but I'm literally sitting here having a mental breakdown. So don't be jealous. So I feel like you're able to feel so much more of a connection when you just show the real shit.
Yeah, it gives you more of like a purpose and kind of like puts more meaning into your job. And I think that, you know, it's not just something on Instagram too, for like anyone listening. I think just like having those real vulnerable, whether it's like relationships in your life or even in your workplace, or like, you know, kind of that motivation behind what you're working towards, when it comes from that more, that place of like, I want to have purpose and meaning, it is obviously more fulfilling and there's more longevity in that, because you can burn out if you don't feel like you have a purpose and you're not like fulfilling what you're supposed to be doing. And so I think that it's like a lot of people, like it's easy for us to talk about it when our jobs are on social media, because it can be like a really fake, you know, LA can be really fake, like all that stuff. And, but I, you know, obviously I think it relates to everyone. Quick break to talk to you guys about Rare Form. Rare Form is one of the coolest brands ever. And honestly, another just great gift for the holidays, because I got holidays and gift giving on my mind, and accessories, pretty much always those three things in these cold months. Rare Form repurposes highway billboards into one-of-a-kind bags and accessories. Every product is cut from billboard, so no two will ever be exactly the same. Their bags are designed for style and function, and their mission is just to create goods that bring vibrancy, sustainability, and practicality to everyday life. I absolutely love how all of their bags are obviously so cute, but they're unique, one of a kind, and they're super sustainable. So you can shop sustainably for some holiday gifts or for yourself. Rare Form recycles over 80% of all billboards in the country from places like New York, LA, Nashville. They partner with companies all over the United States. I think it's so interesting that they collect nearly 500,000 pounds of billboard every month because the average lifespan of a billboard is only 4 to 6 weeks. And obviously they can't like typically be recycled. They would just like head to a landfill. So this is a way that Rare Form is recycling them, but it's so cute. And you can choose your exact bag online. So even though every product is unique, they're all individually photographed on the site. So what you see is what you get. Go check out Rare Form, made from billboards and designed to fit your lifestyle. Go check them out at rareform.com/mood. That's rareform.com/mood. Find your one-of-a-kind bag now. Back to the podcast. You also, I think, do like a really good job of staying like as sane as possible in LA. And I say that because like obviously we'll talk about mental health stuff in a second. But I say that because like you don't talk shit about LA. Mm-hmm. And this is coming from someone who like, I feel like a lot of people talk crap about LA. I was never someone that did. Obviously, I started to after, you know, I decided to like take a break and like come here and like live here for a little bit in Chicago. But it's interesting, too, because I feel like whenever you post stuff on Instagram, you're like, well, you know, here are some cons, but like here are all the amazing pros. And I'm like, she really loves it, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. Like, it's so like it's cool. Like, how do you feel like you've been able to balance that? Because a lot of people can't. And I think that they think they can. And then a few years later, they're like, I got to get the fuck out of here, you know?
I would say, this is what I always say, is I say, you know, you can't judge LA if you've only been to a couple of different places in LA, because every neighborhood in LA is so different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you caught me talking about Hollywood, you know, you might hear me shit talking a little bit more, but right. I just don't go to that area. Like I think there are so many, like there are every neighborhood's like a different country almost. It feels like it's such a different vibe. Like, you know, Silver Lake, you're like, you know, getting all the hipsters and going to a cool coffee shop or a cool bar. But then, you know, if you're going down to like Manhattan Beach, you're like surfer dudes and a frat party. But I just think like I really do. It sounds cliche, but I pinch myself every day that I actually got to move here. And like, as a Canadian, the whole visa situation, it's like not easy. It's hard. And like, I would just like pray every night that I would like be able to stay here and live here. And so like, I remind myself of that every morning. I'm like, frick yeah, like you did it. Like, here we are, there's palm trees outside, the sun is shining. And like, that sounds so cliche and cheesy, but like, that's kind of my mindset with it. And I just think it's like, there are shitty people everywhere and you just have to weed through them. And I feel like if you kind of understand yourself more, and the, like, I took that 2.5 years to really try and understand myself. Like, I don't put myself in positions. You're not going to find me at, you know, One Oak, the club here. And then waking up the next day being like, I hate LA. I hate LA. When people say that, I'm like, why would you go to a club and put yourself in a position where you're going to be surrounded by people that you don't like, and you're draining yourself, and then now you're blaming the city, which it's not the city. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I definitely feel like sometimes it's hard to run away from situations, especially in our job where you're like going to all these events that are so draining and you're like, LA is a lot. And sometimes you got to go like be in nature or go to home to Chicago or go home for me to Vancouver to really get that like, okay, I'm recharged. I'm good. Right. Like, everyone's in sweatpants here, doesn't care what they're wearing, doesn't, you know, isn't talking about like the next thing, which is so refreshing. But I do think that, yeah, just kind of understanding yourself and what positions and situations to put yourself in has really helped me personally.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, like, if you're, you know, not interested in, like, ego and fake people and those situations, you simply just, like, you don't put yourself in them, and you realize that not a lot comes from them anyway. Like, I think that people always stay in, like, toxic friendships even. Like, everyone talks about toxic relationships, and I'm like, what about, like, toxic, like, just, like, acquaintanceships, like, in situationships, like, all that stuff, and it's, like, so draining. And you can either, like, let it change you, or you can, like, remove yourself from it. And I think that, you know, as someone who's now sitting freezing cold in Chicago, like, of course I miss the palm trees and sunshine. So, like, no, it's not cliche. It's literally a beautiful quality of life as long as you weed out the shitty people.
Exactly.
Which is, it's can be really hard when you, like, don't know, you know, it takes a while, like, to kind of get your footing in LA. And I think people don't realize that. But I think that's why it's, like, so cool that there is social media, because, you know, people like us are able to connect and then, like, find each other in a crazy city and be like, choose to hang out with each other and do things that we like to do together and stuff like that. And I think you can really do that in any city. Like you said, you can find any, like, shitty person in any city. So it really kind of all, like, correlates, but obviously LA gets, like, a really bad rap, and I just love how, like, you talk so positively about it. Not like in, like, toxic positively, but just, like, definitely, you know, not, like, leaning into the, like, wah, wah, wah. It's like, okay, like, we get it, like, they're shitty people, but we just don't hang out with them. Literally. And you said, like, obviously, you know, you were like, I was a mess and all that stuff, and you've been pretty open online about, like, struggling with an eating disorder and insomnia and anxiety. And I wanted to know kind of just, like, you know, like, your story with that, like, for maybe that, what you're comfortable sharing for people that maybe missed it on Instagram stories and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that I said this. So before I came to LA, you know, just being in, like, the acting industry, whether it's acting, modeling, you know, social media, you know, you are on camera a lot. I feel like a lot of people struggle with, you know, feeling like their appearance needs to be to some form of perfection, you know, on some days at least. And I started to, you know, when I was acting, I started to kind of take my health more seriously, which in the beginning was such a good thing. You know, I started to work out and eat healthy, and, like, I started to shed weight, and I, like, felt incredible. And then I kind of started to realize that opportunities in my life were popping up so much more, and my life was just, like, I just felt like I was thriving. And I correlated that in my mind with weight loss. And so I continued to take that to an extreme level, and I continued to just lose weight and starve myself. Not even intentionally, I just was on this roll. And, I wish that I would have known that it actually had nothing to do with the size of jeans I was wearing. It was truly my like the confidence I was exuding that was attracting these opportunities. Mm. And I wish that I would have known that, because in my mind it was just like, this is all because I'm a size zero now. Like, let's go. And I, you know, continued to kind of use that. Now that I knew I had that, I was in control of that. And I had never felt like I was in control of my weight, the way I looked. It was always kind of like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, just, I felt like I was out of control of it. And then once I had that, I kind of used it every time my life seemed to kind of be a little chaotic. I was like, well, I know that I can control this, so I'm going to focus on that. And it was really toxic. And it's definitely a pretty popular thing, especially here in LA. I don't even think a lot of people realize that that is something that's a part of their lives. So for a really long time, I was, I don't know if I wasn't, I think I knew I was aware of it, but I would definitely like not let it come up and not, I would try to avoid it. And I was blind to it.
Yeah. I think also when you live in that environment, like you don't, like you said, like, you know how we always said, like you could remove yourself from the situation of in LA. Mm-hmm. It's like when you're looking at all these other skinny people, you're like, oh, well, like this is the situation and I'm in it. Like you don't remove yourself and think like, oh, it's this my body type. Am I taking care of myself? Like just because everyone else is super skinny, like, is this the right weight for me? You know? Yeah.
Comparison. I mean, always comparison. Like, okay, well, everybody looks this way, so I got to look this way. And like, so not a healthy mindset to have. To be honest, it caused so much insomnia. I think when your body is starving, it's, I mean, obviously your cortisol levels are probably like through the roof and, it's just kind of in this like fight or flight mode all the time. And so I would always feel like I had a lot of energy, to be honest, but I was like mentally exhausted, but my body was like in this fight or flight mode. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go do another workout. And it was a bit of a spiral for sure. And you know what though, I think I really, really, really like it truly caused me to have so much like self-growth time, like I said. And when I met my current boyfriend, Justin, I met him and I was like, I need to be real with you. Like, these are the things I've gone through. And at the time when I met him, I was like, I'm kind of still going through it, to be honest. Like, it's something that I still think about every single day. And I had never felt like, you know, he was just like, hey, like, I'm here for you. Don't know what I can do, but if you need anything, here for you. And I just felt like even just saying it out loud, like I hadn't even really said it out loud. And just saying it out loud and being like I think even in a podcast of yours, you said this, like, I'm going through something right now and I don't have the solutions. And I feel like not enough people are open when they're literally going through it. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is so, like, it's so powerful to be able to say like, hey, like I'm not like a case study where that you can like take from and be like, oh, well, she got through it. It's like, I was at the time when I was telling Justin, I was like, no, like, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm like literally just going through it. But that's like like the biggest step, I think. Once you say it out loud, not even to be like held accountable, just to be like honest with yourself. Because the moment I would after that try and control anything and go back into old habits, it's like, no. Like, I've said this out loud, like, we're not doing this. And to be honest, ever since then, and like quarantine happened and I just had to sit with myself and my own shit. I've really, 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 focused on letting go of control. And so not only has that helped my, you know, struggles with eating, but it has helped so many other things in my life, but I'm still, you know, working on it all.
Yeah. You know, it's not like, oh, all of a sudden it's perfect. I mean, obviously, you know, you can see like a before and after. I remember when you posted like a before and after picture or something like that. And it's, you know, just a really skinny person and then just like a healthier, thin person. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those type of situations. And I remember just like absolutely loving the way you wrote about it and stuff. And I think that as someone who also is, you know, naturally like on the thinner side and was in LA and like in that situation, like you were one of the first people I reached out to when I was like, I got really skinny and now I don't know how to gain weight. And it's also weird. And like, it's like, you name it so you can tame it. It was like, even just like a select few people of like admitting it out loud, like you said, making it real so that I can have a real solution, because it's not a real problem until you're not, like, until you say it out loud. And that was when I was like also able to let go of control similarly. And, you know, I think it's like for me, I had to like do self-healing in a sense of like, I don't know, maybe like running away from LA, which is like my own like problem of like, you can't like run away from your problems. But I didn't know that was a part of my problem until like later. And it was like a little too late. I already ran. So it's all good. But, but yeah, it's like, it's so, I think like inspiring too, like how you said, for you to be someone who's like, I still feel parts of control and like, it's still hard and it's not 100% easy, because as women, like, even if you get over like a quote unquote eating disorder, we're always still going to have these like connotations with like body image and confidence and beauty standards and all that stuff. And so I think it's like so hard, because like you either think like, oh, I'm literally dying because I'm malnourished, or I'm fine, I don't have any problem with my body image and like eating and stuff like that. And that's how I was. I was like, I'm not doing this on purpose. And like, I, you know, like just need to be healthier. But then all of a sudden you're like, wait, but now I'm as skinny as like some of my skinnier friends. It's like, it's cause like of these female beauty, social media standards and all that stuff. So it is an ongoing thing, which is why I think it's so inspiring that you continue to like live a healthy lifestyle and kind of like share. I mean, you know, I think I get inspiration from like the stuff that you eat and like how you take care of yourself and stuff, because I just see you living a healthy life. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I saw that you got through it and you continue to get through it. And like, as much as like I have anxiety about like control and like feeling good and stuff, it's like I can look to your page and see what you're doing in a day and show the real side and the pretty side and be like, I love that balance. And that makes me want to like do a little good for me today, but also like see that she's not like totally perfect either. It's like to like have like a good side of social media. And like, that's why I always tell people to clear out their feeds, you know, like unfollow people that make you feel like shit. And then it's like the next step to that, it's like follow people that make you feel good. And it's like, it not say like there's different strokes for different folks, but you happen to be an account that makes me feel really good. And maybe that's because I know you in person and I'm biased, but I have a feeling 700,000 other people agree with me. So I think it's okay to say.
Thank you. Yours is too. And it's truly, it's so freaking true. Like that mute thing on Instagram is like one of the best things that's ever happened to me, because then I don't have to like go through the drama of like unfollowing someone and like, why did you unfollow me? But a mute button, I'm like, you don't make me feel good about myself. And it's truly too, like sometimes that literally has nothing to do with them. And I think that that's something to know, is that like, you can't get mad at people for triggering you. Like I was telling myself this. I was like, Alyssa, you can't get mad at people for triggering you. Like it's literally not their problem that them eating a green juice every morning and a salad for lunch every day and like not eating carbs, that's not their problem that it affects you. You know what I mean? Like they literally never treat themselves like that makes them feel good. Like go them, you know, it doesn't mean that I was like, you can't like be mad at them for that. And cause sometimes we'd be like, why don't they ever just eat a freaking bagel? Like they really should. And it's like, okay, listen, then mute them because you know what I mean? They didn't do anything wrong to you.
Literally. It's like, it's honestly like such like an important note to like always like look inward, because everything we think and feel is a complete just like reflection like of ourselves at the end of the day, and a projection of how we really feel. But you never like really think about, like sometimes you don't think about when something like triggers something in you right away, because we're so quick to do the blame game. And it's like, oh, well, you're toxic, I need to cut you off. And like, obviously the mute is so different, but sometimes I'm always like, why is this person like pissing me off? Like, are they really being a bad friend, or like, am I codependent? Like literally, like that's my new like shtick. I'm like, wait, am I codependent or are you not a good friend? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, is this coming? Do I need attention, or am I insecure and craving you to be upset? Like, you know what I mean? And like, and it's not always to just like make like be mad at myself or judge myself or shame myself, but it's important for people to know, like, why are you so mad at them? Why are you judging them so hard? And it's like, I mean, I think also like it just I need to tell myself too, because I'm like, why do they care so much what all these other people are doing? And I'm like, Lauren, just like mute the person. Like, you don't need to like get mad at them for being mad at them for being mad at them. And it's like, because social media is the toxic person that I sometimes probably need to turn off, not just like the mute button. But that's its whole other like plethora of like anxiety in general and like being a girl.
But I do think it is tough. I do think it is, you know, my mother always tells me like, why are you so analytical? Like, you're always like, why do I feel this way? Like, do you think it's them or me? And like, I'm always like going through this because I like call her and vent to her. And I'm just like, you know, I do think that our generation is a little bit, you know, more aware of our mindsets and like why I feel this way and like, what's filling up my cup and what's draining me. And like, my mom's just always like, who cares? Like, just go with it. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, they made you mad. Get over it. And I'm just like, no, I'm not that way. I like to know why so that I can prevent it from happening again. And to be honest, yeah, sometimes it gets annoying being like super over analytical, but I also like a lot of the time it's like, honestly, reflecting on that has brought me answers where I'm like, okay, like noted, I will not, you know, go to coffee with her before I have something that evening because she drains me and I love her, but she drains me, like not you, but someone, or just certain things, certain situations like that. Or I will not look at that person's stories if like I have a work day because I might get pissed off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like little things like that with like having like boundaries with yourself too. And I think that it's, you know, it's hard because it's like such like an addictive thing and it is like obviously part of our job, but I think it is just like that like social media addiction that like you don't even realize sometimes that people are making you feel like shit because like you aren't aware. So it's like the awareness comes in handy, but even my therapist sometimes is like, why are you turning this into a thing? Like, why are you overthinking this? Like, you are cranky. You're allowed to be cranky. You're having a bad day. Like, get over it. Yeah. Like, don't make it into something. And I'm like, okay, literally, like, I'm paying you. She goes, listen, hating yourself just isn't on the to-do list today. So stop. And I'm like, okay, I literally was like, I wish I could Instagram that without people thinking I'm like absolutely nuts, but I'll say it on my podcast.
I would have reposted.
No, literally, like, I had to tell myself 500 times, hating yourself isn't on the agenda today. Hating yourself just isn't on the agenda today. Because I'd be like, oh, well, like, my hair is disgusting anyway. Lauren, actually, hating yourself, not on the agenda today. Now is the part where I have to figure out what the fuck to put on the agenda then. Like, when there is downtime, if I can't, like, pick up my nails, pick up my skin, like, think about what's wrong with me. You mentioned going on, like, walks 4 times a day. I do see you out and about quite a bit. And I feel as though, like, you're pretty good at filling up your cup, like, with doing things. And, like, you, like, journal and stuff and, like, I'm like a much lazier version of you. So I am curious as to like, what are your like mood boosters and things you do when you're like feeling anxious or stuff like that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I will say like my boyfriend who I live with is like very much the opposite. He's kind of just like, oh, not feeling good. I don't know what to do. And I'm like the one who's like, I don't allow myself to not feel good because I'll do all of the things to boost my mood before I can even think about not feeling good. However, I will say sometimes that catches up to you. And this last week, I think I had, you know, mood boosted my way out of a wave of feelings that needed to be felt.
Yeah.
And so it just hit me like a tsunami. And last week I was just in my feels, like no walk and podcast, no journal sesh could treat it. So sometimes you just got to ride the wave and let it,
100%.
Let the emotions come. But I am really, really, really grateful that I've found like the tools and rituals to implement in my life so that, you know, it's not, you know, on a weekly basis or a regular basis, like, the the kind of emotional waves, they don't debilitate me or take me away from being able to work or go to a social thing or anything like that. So
yeah,
I would say that, yeah, those are, journaling, but I don't like sit and like write. It's like truthfully just, my morning routine of like bringing out the journal and writing down like literally three sentences of what I'm grateful for. And that's just kind of it. And like, I don't even think, it's the writing part that like is healing to me. I think it's literally just the routine part of the morning because I look forward to that. It's calming to me. It's grounding to me. It's like taking a breath of fresh air. So like waking up and like making my coffee and sitting down and writing down three things I'm grateful for and just looking at them. And then like, I say I meditate. But to be honest, it's like a 5 or 10 minute meditation. If that, sometimes it's truthfully just like taking three really slow breaths. Because to be honest, I'm just like, sometimes it's torturous to think about sitting there for 10 minutes. And I know probably if I made myself do it, I would feel great. But sometimes I'm like, I don't want to like force myself to do anything right now. I just want to go with the flow. So sometimes it's just like three slow breaths. And yeah, I think like if I have been sitting inside looking at a screen, like I need to like get outside and go for a walk. And those things have truthfully, and then CBD, obviously, like just bathing in CBD and drinking it and all of, just every form of CBD product out there, I'm in for.
Yeah, I literally just got back on like the CBD train and I'm like, this is amazing. And I totally agree about the rituals, which reminds me, I have to add to my mood booster list. You are absolutely amazing. And I'm upset. Like you are my mood booster for the day because my cranky mood from yesterday was definitely starting to like creep back in a little bit. So thank you for boosting my mood. I know you probably boosted everyone's mood that was listening. Where can everyone follow? Because I feel like if they didn't follow you already, we definitely sold them. You know what I mean?
We definitely did.
We did. Where can everyone keep up with you?
You can follow me on Instagram. It's just my name, Alyssa Lynch. And then as well as my YouTube. And yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm Lauren Elizabeth. Make sure to follow on social. Everything will be in the show notes. While you're there, make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen. Leave a 5-star review, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.